inside of an NHS, what has been happening inside the NHS to protect against these sorts of cyber
attacks? Then,
England's Health Secretary
this
Jeremy
is
speaking to our security correspondent Gordon.
Another Kerr. Test of the Hook Verse 3D audio, or as us audio people know it, binaural or recording. So in case I don't post the first lot of audio, what we've actually got here is a sporty looking 3D set of kind of earbuds with all the mechanical stuff of the stuff of the headphones neatly packed behind the ear on each ear, and each kind of earbud set is the earbud sets are joined with a kind of cable. Now whether that cable is housing electronics of some description, I don't know. Maybe it's just there to keep the two together. But it goes behind the head and it's really stable on the head. The earbuds themselves have rubber foam tips on them. Rubber foam? Foam. I'm going to call them foam tips. Now these are squishy foam tips, and what I've just found out is that you really need to you haven't really got enough time to squash the tips, you know, roll the tips in your fingers to squash them and then put them in your ear for them to expand and create a create a good seal in your ear. Not only is it a seal, but it keeps the earbuds in your ear. Come on. Oh, but what I have noticed is I cannot hear anything. It blocks the sound, whereas my other binaural earbuds, the Roland ones that I have, you can hear the world outside. Oh. So I'm driving home. All of the recording is done via a Bluetooth connection to an application on your phone or tablet or computer. I think you can send it to the instruction says you can send it to your computer as well, which is pretty good. Albeit you're not exactly going to walk around with a computer recording binaural audio, so probably just for those times when you sat doing nothing or stationary. So I'm in North Allerton, I'm leaving North Allerton, it's 11 minutes past 5, it's rush hour, going home, having dropped off Bella the Jack Russell, and prior to that we walked, what do you call that dog, Daisy May, little ex-show dog, tiny little thing. Pomeranian, maybe, something like that. You can't really tell, it's so flipping hairy. It's like a cloud with a head. You can't see its legs. But she's a lovely little dog. Very, very well mannered. Very prim and proper. So the app I'm looking at now, there are levels left and right. What's quite clever is when you open the app, and your phone is connected via Bluetooth to the headphones. When you open the app, Claire Randall has just commented on my Facebook audio community post. Right, okay, I'll get back to you. When you open the app, you'll see that there's a button to record, and it tells you what mode you're going to be recording in, whether it's 2D, 3D, 4D. Well, I don't believe that. I think it's just an ism. And I say that because Hook called binaural recording 3D audio. So by saying 2D, they mean just through the microphone in the phone. And then when you pair your Bluetooth, like 2D chip, just to a 3D, tap that and you're recording. So what we're looking at now is some levels, very, very basic audio levels on the screen. Got one on the left, one on the right, and they invariably are independent of each other, but they look to be about the same as I'm looking at them here. Okay, so this van's quite loud, so you can actually change the gain input. There are little control handles on each of the levels. You can move those up and down. So we're bouncing off about 3/4 of the of those levels. There are no numbers or anything to tell you how loud the audio is. There's a little hook emblem in the middle with a blue, you know, and it's circular, and there's a blue stroked circle, you know, so it's a blue line around it, and it's decreasing. So I can only imagine it's counting down the amount of audio that you can record at any one time. So we're now at 3/4. So I'm going to say you get about 20 minutes of recording before it needs to stop recording and quickly convert the audio into something listenable. There's also a pair of waveforms on there as well, but you can't really tell. They're so small, you can't really tell. As for the Bluetooth headphones themselves, yeah, there's only one button, and that's the on and off button, which is also the pairing, Bluetooth pairing button, of course. And it's got a mini USB input in order to charge the headphones. But that mini USB input isn't covered with anything, so it's open to the elements. So that might be a bit of an oversight. I don't know. So how do you know how much battery you've got? Well, the battery level is displayed in the app in the top left-hand corner. You've got a battery with three segments, and you know, each full segment tells you how much battery you've got in. So we're currently at 3. I haven't charged these headphones. I've just taken them out the box. Oh, the box, very, very well packaged. Beautiful box. You basically get two boxes. You get a box that goes around the normal box, and the box that goes around the normal box, what you're meant to do is dismantle it and create some kind of Google Glass or some kind of not Google Glass. What am I talking about? What do you call those box things? Google Cardboard. That's the thing. Well, I might be wrong about that blue line, by the way. I don't know. It looks like a Google Cardboard, but it's not. Basically, what you do is, because you can record the audio as you video film things with your phone, what it is a frame to put your phone on, and then the earbuds slotting into slots in this cardboardy thing that you've got to put together. So that's pretty clever, really. Obviously, I haven't tried it. But like I said, you can actually connect the hook set, audio set. You connect it by Bluetooth, obviously, but it connects with your camera, so you record binaural sound as opposed to just the mono microphone that's in the iPhone. Well, yeah, I think they've still got that mono microphone. Obviously, as I said, you can connect it to your computer, but also you can connect via Bluetooth to GoPro Hero 543 models, I think. So that's pretty good. Anyway, we're at 9:41. I don't quite know how this is coming out, so I'm going to stop it. I can play it back through the headphones. So I'm going to do that. Thanks for listening.